Calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome, everybody. Another week starting off here, and I'm Steve Starrs. We'll be joined by Dave in a little bit here. He's temporarily on assignment, and as you know, he has some busy things to do, and I do too occasionally, but it's always good to be with you folks here on the RBN. And you know, we had a great interview last Friday with Fred Kelly Grant. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, I will be putting that up on a YouTube video and sending it out. And it's a great, great informational piece on how you can fight these bureaucracies. He had been fighting NAFTA and the Texas Transcorder Highway and all this other nonsense and these land uses that have been going around with the BLM and so many other people, all a part of Agenda 21 and all a part of an agenda that really isn't American, and it really isn't even legal. But we will have that up, and the only reason why I mention it is because I'm running a little bit late. I didn't listen to Dave's advice, which probably it wasn't that I ignored him. I have a video editor, and it has an audio editor built into it, of course, below, but the audio editor doesn't work as cleanly and as quickly as I was hoping it would. And of course, I knew I was going to get into a learning curve situation. And as usual, all this junk, you know, all the, if we had some sound effects, I would have a bunch of sound effects of a lot of junk or a dump truck or something like that. All these gadgets, friends, you know, in the high tech world that I have to relearn every time my computer crashes or load a new software or something like that. I should have just used a real simple cut and edit audio fix it, like Audacity or one of these others, to just get the audio redone and put back up on the audio bed so I could produce the video and get it out. But I didn't do that. And, you know, my sweet and patient wife helped me, you know. Later on, by the end of the evening, I was burned out. Now, I didn't have to be talked off the ledge by Dave. I was pretty well actually in control, just burned out. I mean, it wasn't that bad. He didn't have to talk me down, you know. But I shared some of my frustrations with Dave, and he kind of understood and listened, and I really appreciated that. Because, you know, guys, this is a battle we face. It's not maybe down to the minute or, you know, hard knuckles hanging on kind of a thing all the time. But it's, you know, we do get burned out, and I imagine you do too. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you got out into the weather, if it was nice. But, I mean, here we are again, and, you know, let's enjoy the battle if we can and encourage one another. That's what I'm here to do, to make you feel a little better if we can. You're not alone, okay? We're all in this. Things are changing. Things are moving. I believe in a better world coming, friends. I really do. I will never give up that belief and faith and hope. I think it's beyond just a hope. I believe it's a reality, and I believe it's coming someday. But I see a lot of stuff in the meantime that we're going to have to deal with. And some of it is pretty ugly, friends. It really is. So that's what we're here to do, is to try to help you get through all this in the meantime. How long is the meantime, though, you know? Now, do I have to talk you off the ledge? No, come on. It's not that bad. Anyhow, we'll get that video out for you as soon as we can and talk about a few things today. And it's just really good to be back, and a nice day here today. And I'm kind of refreshed now that I feel like I've kind of gotten some of that out of my system, and I can, you know, patiently go back to patiently going to work, you know, if you can do that. But if you're on the job, or if you're out there somewhere, if you're listening to us wherever you are, we are glad you're along here at RBN on Lightspeed, and just want to encourage you, you know, to make you feel a little better, and that you are not alone, and that we are slowly winning this battle. And it looks pretty evident to me that things are starting to line up in a lot of ways. A very big story on the Panama Papers that came out. I don't know if any of you saw any of that, but I am still not quite sure what's behind all this. There seems to be a lot of revelations of money laundering through this Panamanian institution and some other things. You know, where have we seen this before? You know, money laundering in Panama. Who was the guy that had the banks down there for a long time and made some money? Mitt Romney. Yeah, that was the guy, Mitt Romney. Anyhow, there's more of this, apparently a huge amount that went through various places. And these Panama Papers are huge in terms of their downloaded contacts of emails and letters and transactions and all kinds of things. I don't know for sure where this is all going to go, but we'll investigate it a little bit, and we'll find out what's happening, and you know, we'll see where this leads. But at present, it seems to be mostly focused on a lot of foreign leaders that we don't like. You know, the old guys like Assad and supposedly Putin and Gaddafi, of course. You know, these aren't altogether the bad guys, but you know, I mean, I'm sure there are Americans involved in this whole thing too. It's a very, very big amount of information, and it's going to take a while to kind of weed through it. But that is the case, and we will follow up on that story. I'll read a little bit of it in a little bit, maybe, and we will, you know, kind of follow up on that as it progresses. It's apt to be a very big story in the media, mainstream and alternative, independent, if you like. Our kind of folks as well, but you're going to have to get the real story probably from us, because it's going to be spun and used and created in the sludge stream, as I call them, you know, so be prepared for that. Well, I think we have a caller calling in from Florida, and it's our friend Tom. If he's out there, we'll try to take that call. Hey, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. Good day to you.
You too, buddy.
Can you hear me, Steve?
I sure can. How can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Yeah, Steve, look, I want to talk about what happened with this blowhard windbag that said he got a thrill up his leg when Obama became president, this Matthews. I was wondering if this guy, he thinks he's so bad, I was wondering why don't he get Bernie Sanders and Hillary on his network, how they feel about the border and immigration. I wonder, these Hillary and Bernie imbeciles, they say we don't need a border, but we can allow ISIS and every illegal to come through that border. I want to know if Matthews would put them on his show. You know what would happen if he did, Steve? Donald Trump won in a massive blowout landslide. And when Donald Trump starts running ads about Kay Stiley and all these white Americans who've been murdered, a lot of them white women, I guarantee you we'll see what happens with this election. But you think that Chris Matthews would have the nerve to put Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on his show and ask him about the border? But he wants to worry about Donald Trump and abortion? Are you kidding me? Is this a joke? This has got to be a joke, Steve, because this guy's worried about abortion, and this guy supposedly kept saying he's a Catholic when the Catholic priests are raping little boys like crazy in the Catholic Church, and this guy's going to just stand up like he's Billy Bad Button, and he's a Catholic? I don't get this. And, you know,
yeah,
Trump would be smart. Mm-hmm. He'll say, hey, listen, I want you to interview Hillary and Bernie about the border, and we'll see how white women feel then. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah,
I got to hear what you have to say.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, Hillary Clinton also, by the way, on CNS News has just recently come out, of course, and she says the unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. The unborn person, okay? Under our laws, currently, that is not something that exists. A quote from her. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said on NBC's Meet the Press today that the unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Clinton made the statement in response to a question from Meet the Press host Chuck Todd. Clinton said that an unborn child's constitutional rights are not something that exists. Todd asked, when or if does an unborn child have constitutional rights? And she says, well, under our laws currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have to do everything possibly we can in the vast majority of instances to, you know, help the mother who is carrying a child and wants to make sure that child will be healthy to have the appropriate medical support or abortion, I guess, is not read that in as well. But the point is, you know, she just flat out basically stated this. Now, you know, I wrote something here, you know, Tom, that I found very, very similar to what another Democrat said many, many years ago. He was the Catholic Supreme Court Judge Roger Taney, who was a Democrat, who once said the same thing about blacks as non-citizens. Now, this is from history. Taney is the most remembered judge for delivering the infamous majority opinion in the Dred Scott case in 1857. Remember, this is right before the Civil War, that ruled, among other things, that African Americans, having been considered inferior at the time of the Constitution and the time it was drafted, were not a part of the original community of citizens, whether free or slave, and they could not be considered citizens of the United States, which in that basically created an uproar among abolitionists and free state people in the northern United States. And he was also notable as the first Roman Catholic or non-Protestant to be appointed to both the presidential cabinet and the Supreme Court, which he became the Chief Justice of. So now we have five Catholics minus Scalia. We had six, okay? Five Catholics minus Scalia and three Jews. We will have five Catholics and four Jews if Garland is approved, and still zero Protestants, friends. I think this is something you need to take note of. There were never any Catholics, and the first one on there, Taney, was almost arrested for treason. Taney famously wrote, what's that, buddy? Still there? Tom?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You still there? Oh. Taney famously wrote behind, he believed that blacks had no rights which white men was bound to respect, and that the Negro might justly and lawfully be reduced to slavery for his benefit. He was bought and sold and treated as an ordinary article of merchandise and traffic whenever profit could be made by it. Okay, so I thought I would give that as some context. I don't know if you heard that or not, but that was, you were mentioning this issue, you were talking about abortion, you were talking about certain things that pertain to this, and I thought I would bring that story up pertaining to what Hillary Clinton said. Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, that's great. Great with that. It's a lot of knowledge, a lot of history you just said. I was wondering, like, if, you know, Donald Trump, somebody told him what to say to Matthews. I think Donald Trump should have said to Mr. Matthews, how do you feel about pedophilia and your Catholic Church? That would have blew him out if Donald Trump would reverse that. He says, well, let me ask you, Chris, how do you feel about pedophilia in your Catholic Church? Well, little boys are being raped and, how do you feel about that, Mr. Matthews? So, you know, this guy Matthews is not but a blowhard windbag. It's disgusting. But, you know what, Trump's going to pull this out. I think Trump's going to run the table. I think he will win this thing. But he does have to come along and get the white women to vote for him. If the white women would go along with their compatriots, the males, white males, we will have Donald Trump as a president instead of Billary or a Boyney. I mean, can you imagine? It's just unbelievable to me, Steve. But, Steve, going back to what you're talking about, Afro-Americans, blacks, whatever you want to call them, do you realize in the Civil War, you know how many white males on the North and South died for them? You know exactly how many slaves there were at that time? In 1865, roughly?
What was there, about 2.5 million at that point, I think? Something like that?
No, sir. In the United States in 1865, there was 428,000 slaves roughly around that area. There's 428,000 slaves. There were 718,000, I believe, is the statistical number of the men fighting each other who actually died in battle and you know, who died later. Around almost 750,000 white males who died. And today there's, of the 428,000 slaves during that time, I believe now there's 41 million Afro-Americans in the United States. I think they did pretty good for themselves. You know, they have a lot of bitterness toward white males. But you know what? Let's look. Who gave them their freedom? And if you look at the papers of Lincoln in 1865, if you ever have time to do that, a show on that for a whole hour, I would like you to do the papers on 1865, Lincoln's papers, what he was actually going to do with the slaves right after the Civil War ended. I would like that. I'd like that to be discussed in every high school. What was Abraham Lincoln's actual motive and motivation to do right after the Civil War ended, before Booth took his life? What did Lincoln want to do with the free slaves?
Well,
you know about that, Steve?
Yes, I do. I do. I know actually quite a bit about it because I studied Lincoln quite a bit. One of the things that somebody asked Lincoln once about the slaves, what are you going to do with all those freed slaves? And of course, you know, your number of about 450,000 is probably relative also, Tom, before we get too far into this, to the fact that a lot of slaves were being liberated in the South. The slavery was dying in the South, friends, by 1854. Had it been left alone, it would have died completely within a few years. There was no need, except for in a few places like South Carolina, they just couldn't afford to keep slaves, and it was becoming kind of, you know, it was frowned upon by a lot of people, even in the South at that point. So a lot of Southern people were liberating their slaves at that time. But one of the things that Lincoln had said was somebody said, what are you going to do with all these slaves after the Civil War? And he said to them, well, that reminds me of a story, because Lincoln always had a story. He said, there was a farmer once who had a bunch of wild boars that lived out on the back rocky side of his acreage. And somebody asked him, what are you going to do with all those wild boars when the winter comes? And he says, well, I reckon those shouts will just have to root hog or die. In other words, he wasn't going to do anything about them. He said, they're going to have to root hog or die. We'll give them their freedom. But that's it. You know, from this point on, you know, you're going to have to make it. There's nothing we can do to help them. And that was one of his comments, a little story, but, you know, that's kind of been repeated down through the ages. He wasn't going to do anything. He wasn't going to, I mean, they talked about, you know, if you know the whole story, they talked about giving people a mule, an ox cart, and 40 acres of land. And there was plenty of land to the west for those folks to go to. So it really wasn't going to be a problem if somebody wanted to do that. In most cases, it would probably be the slave owners who would provide that for their service. And off they'd go. And they would be independent people. And that was what they wanted to do. But that's not the way it worked out. Right, Tom?
One more thing I want to say, and I know you have other callers probably. Steve, mm-hmm. Did you see the documentary America? Have you had a chance to see the documentary America?
No, I haven't. Is it pretty good?
Please do me a favor, and if you can get it today or tomorrow or however you can get it, I'd like you to watch it and I'd like you to discuss tomorrow on your show. Because mm-hmm. in this documentary that D'Souza made, this guy, mm-hmm. the maid, I did not know this fact, but half of the slave owners in 1860 were blacks. I did not know that. One of the biggest slave owners in the South was a black man.
Mm-hmm.
He was a slave owner, and basically, the black slave owners were treating their slaves worse than the white slave owners, but you never hear about that in the history books, okay? I want you to watch the documentary America. I think everybody should watch that who listens to your show, or any RBN show, that you should watch the documentary America. It starts
okay.
off kind of like, you don't believe it, but in the end, it really kicks you because it's like, wow, it's really exposing the truth what happened to this country and how it did become the greatest country on earth and is still to this day, believe it or not. But you have to watch the documentary to understand that, hey, all this stuff you're hearing about these liberal 3%er schmucks is a lie. They don't want, like you're just bringing up the Protestants on the Supreme Court. Why is that? We are the majority, not the minority. We are the majority. The majority is supposed to rule. Evidently, we must be getting cowardice because we're not saying, hey, wait, we're the majority and we're going to dictate to tell you what to do. Okay? Unfortunately, you've got the minority telling the asphalt, telling the gasoline what to do. It's exactly what's happening here. The asphalt's telling the gasoline what to do. And I'll give you a fact. There's no white males, like I called yesterday. There's no white guys hardly working for the federal government anymore. It's all black. That's got to change. We're the majority, not the minority. And it's affirmative action crap. It's a bunch of crap is what it is. So, hey, we're the predominant group. And the white Protestants who are the majority or the WASP, whatever you want to call it, we didn't give them permission to say, hey, listen, we can't have federal government jobs because we're too white. You understand what I'm saying, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that going on.
It's
okay,
got to come to a halt, to cease and desist immediately. And I believe if Donald Trump gets in here, he'll stop this nonsense. Like, he's going to stop all this insanity with this illegal invasion of our country. Americans getting murdered left and right by illegals and all other, not only DUIs. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening in the United States. Look at Kate Steinle. If he runs an ad about her dying in her father's arms, it's over for Hillary. Can you imagine
yeah.
if Donald Trump runs an ad about how she died in her dad's arms? The woman was shot and she fell in her dad's arms, Steve. That's bullcrap. And now that's what Donald Trump's got to really hit home. And as far as, like I said, white Anglos need to start working for the federal government again. Because I live in South Florida and there's only 8% of the whites who work in the federal government workforce here down in South Florida. And it's got to stop. We've been invaded. This is nothing but the word invasion. And I don't care what they think. The minorities, the asphalt's telling the gasoline what to do. And that's going to cease right now. We're still majority, but I'll tell you what, Steve, 20 years from now, we won't be.
Well, that's there is an erosion. There's no question about that. It, you know, to me, it's not so much color as it is the ethics of this country that have been so diverted. I agree with you that the problem is there, of course. But here's the situation, as you pointed out. You know, when you have six Catholic Supreme Court judges, why did Roe v. Wade still stand? Friends, they could have gotten rid of that based on jurisdictional issues. It had nothing to do with a moral or even a religious point of view. They said this is a state's rights issue. This has nothing to do with a federal court. They could have cast it out. I can't understand why six Catholic Supreme Court judges in all that time, now only five minus Scalia, but and then three Jews. I mean, even if Jews were honest to their religion, they're not in favor of abortion. It's absolutely astounding to me that all that period of time. Now, I thought Catholics were supposed to be against abortion, right? And I had members in my family who are Catholic. I don't hate Catholic people, but I'll tell you something right now. At the top, it gets very, very evil in this organization, friends, and you can see it right there. And as you pointed out, Tom, there were no Catholics at all in the Supreme Court until Roger Taney, who was accused of treason by a lot of people. Okay, friends, we'll be back with some more right after the break. It's already heating up, I guess. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm that professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits each year. Go to richmoneyrich.com to learn more. Turn $250 into $4,903 with just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. The good news is, it is 100% free. Even better news, you don't have to be an experienced investor to get started. Visit richmoneyrich.com. The only skill you need is the ability to push a single button. It's easy. Get your share of easy stock market millions. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. richmoneyrich.com. Go now.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Steve Starr's here with you, and I wanted to get to a story real quick about the news media, because as many of you know, I used to work in the sludge stream. I call it the sludge stream. Mainstream is too nice of a word. The sludge stream media, I was a news anchor for a short period of time of it at an ABC affiliate, and when they found out they didn't like my news approach, they made me a sports anchor. So I could talk about sports today. Hey, that's Sunday, and the big basketball tournament continues. No, I meant, you know, they didn't like that, and I knew that was censorship, and I was working with a gal who's she was a daughter of two prominent Democrats in Idaho, of all places. Then I worked for a CBS affiliate, not as a news anchor, but as a production and engineer person there, operational. But, you know, I've been in the sludge stream for a while, and I can tell you that it's really, it's a mess. And recently, of course, Donald Trump has made some statements. There was a leaked memo to the Washington Post that reveals the levels of disdain that Donald Trump's, the business mogul's team has for the political establishment and their media talking heads. The memo entitled Digging Through the BS is written by Trump's senior advisor Barry Bennett and eviscerates Trump's detractors. Well, it goes through all this stuff, talks about a lot of the things that have happened here and the mainstream news media and how they've been bashing Trump, especially with the racist word, friends, which people throw around dangerously right now in terms of slander. And I'm going to play something from Max Kaiser on that pretty quick here, I think, in the next segment, if we can. It's a video that he did with RT. I got to send it over to our producer and get it all queued up and play a little of that. But it talks about the very people who are attacking Donald Trump are the ones who are creating the problems in the inner city because of the population situation and free trade, which has put a lot of these people out of work, friends. So Barry Sotero's White House is worse than Uncle Tom's cabin, friends, and has been for a long time. And I'm not linking poverty to crime necessarily, friends, but the two have a tendency to correlate quite a bit because in bad conditions, people often turn to crime. And it's making things horrible for the inner city. Okay, so, you know, there's all kinds of things in polls and that said that something to the effect of Trump replied that I just got great polls from NBC nationwide. I think that we're doing very well. Don't forget you have been thinking about that, asking me that question numerous times. He just blew his campaign, only to end up having higher poll numbers. They keep saying he just blew his campaign, all these kinds of things. And I wrote some stuff on here. You know, a comment basically on this. I says, as someone who has worked in what I now call the sludge stream media, I think Trump's campaign is absolutely right. There are countless people who work in the media. The corporate leaders who control and dictate content, though, are guilty of crimes of treason and murder that should be punished by execution if they were fully exposed. The constitutional right of free speech and free press does not protect anyone from the consequences of intentionally and deliberately spewing information that dangerously misleads the public in ways that result in death, injury, loss of property rights, or slanderous false accusations, especially when the broadcast media are using public airwaves. Friends, they do not own these airwaves. They're licensed to use them. This is public property, especially when they're using public airwaves and that they are licensed to operate on, which specifically prohibit these crimes. They specifically prohibit these crimes. The kind of thing that they're doing in mass is like setting up false signs along the road, which cause deadly accidents, then videotaping these events to profit by them as they are shown to the public. In reality, it is even far worse than even this. They will answer.
You're absolutely right about that, Steve. The whole thing is absolutely 100% ridiculous. Hey, I apologize for being so busy today. No. It's just going to be kind of one of those afternoons. I'm glad you're getting the video squared away from the Fred Kelly Grant interview. That really was a good one. I've enjoyed going back and listening to the audio on that one. So, and we'll get all that figured out. But yeah, public airwaves, ladies and gentlemen, it belongs to you and me and all of us, not the mainstream corporate liars.
Right.
They're evil.
Yeah, these are premeditated acts of murder and treason, friends. And you can't argue that. I mean, it's not mistakes. Now, look, I made a mistake. I have to confess I made a mistake. I did, actually, Dave. Last week I thought the Wisconsin primary was Tuesday, but it was a week behind. I was a week ahead, actually. It's going to be this Tuesday. I made a mistake, and I have to admit that I was technically wrong about that. There was an appearance or a debate, I guess, that night, but it wasn't the primary. The Wisconsin will be tomorrow night. But anyhow, we'll get back to this after the break. But, you know, we can make mistakes, friends, but deliberately misleading people, something else. Can't do it. Cannot do that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Long segment here at the bottom of the hour, and I got a clip from Max Kaiser coming up in a little bit. But, Dave, if you're free for a minute, any comments or thoughts that you want to throw into the show?
Well, okay. It helped if I actually picked the microphone up. Yeah. I'm used to using the headset. Adapting here. No, I don't really have anything that I can really get into right now because I'm going to have to jump here in a second. The day job, it just kind of gets in the way, kind of miss the evening slot, but, it'll be what it'll be. I'm glad we're, able to get the stuff cleaned up there for the program we did Friday. Like I said, do the audio first. Even with the better editors, you can clip stuff pretty easy, but it's a whole lot more resource intensive because it deals with all the video in uncompressed format, and it's not like you've got a lot of live action there, but still, even if you've got, 10,000 frames of absolutely nothing, that's still 10,000 frames in memory, so it's better just to edit the audio and then import it and make your YouTube.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah,
I've been doing this a while. This ain't my first rodeo, so, I'll help how I can on that. I wish I had more time. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no worries. We're getting it done, and we'll get it up there. But, it was a little frustrating for me. But then, I thought that I overestimated. I've had so many mistakes that I've made with some of this software because I've kicked myself over and over and over thinking I'm not learning it and I'm not doing it right, and I eventually find out, no, it's junk. It doesn't work. I found out eventually this will do the job. It's just you have to go through a lot of steps and jump through hoops. But anyhow,
I don't like having to jump through hoops, Steve. Yeah. That's why I kind of figure my software out. And hey, I've got a bunch of free software that's, real cut and dry, real easy. It doesn't take all that much effort to go through and clean up a couple hours worth of show. It's time consuming just because of what it is. You have the same time consuming thing no matter how good your software is at. I'm definitely going to be wanting to look at this Panama Papers thing a little bit more closely over the next few days. Maybe I can get a copy of this 2 terabytes worth of stuff and actually start running searches through it for ourselves. God, I don't know when I'm going to have time to do that, but it'll be what it'll be. Last year at this time, I was still sitting in the retirement arena, lamenting that I didn't have enough time during the day to get everything done and go back to work. And now I will never, ever, ever complain about not having time when I'm retired again.
Yeah, so there you go, man. Well, thanks for giving us the amount of time that you do have. In the last segment, Dave, we were talking a little bit about the situation with, Black Lives Matter and these organizations. And, of course, I don't remember the exact figures, but it was well into the 700s of gun shootings in Chicago, which is supposed to be a gun-free area, right? Most of it in the inner city at this time this year already. So, it's just a war zone there, and there's been so many problems. And, again, I don't want to link poverty to crime. I'm just saying, because I know there's a lot of poor people who are very, very honest and work very, very hard for
it. Oh, yeah. Well, it exacerbates it, but you have the people like Soros dumping $30 million trying to fan up violence with the Ferguson situation. You got to kind of look at that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the whole point that this this report from Max Kaiser is all about, how there's been such an infatuation with the word racist and bigot and all this kind of stuff with Donald Trump, when actually about 90% of the time, or actually they'll tell you, he's been talking about getting rid of this free trade agreement that has really depleted jobs. Look at Detroit. It used to be one of the richest cities in the United States, and today it's just dilapidated and run down because...
Oh, it's Mad Max zone there, Steve.
Yeah, and what has happened there, we've lost jobs, and this is what is bringing things down into these situations in the inner city, particularly because people don't have a place to go, they don't have something productive to do, and as a result, then things get out of control and gets worse and worse and worse. So they're calling Trump a racist when he's trying to fix the problem, and these people are voting themselves back into slavery. And that is really disgusting, if you ask me. But any other comments, or we'll just get to the clip whenever you're ready here, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead and get to that clip. I definitely have a lot of respect for Max. He's got a very good understanding of the economic issues, and I like a lot of the things he's got to say. So go ahead and roll that. I'll go ahead and mute out and try to listen the best I can. I got to get back on the phone anyway.
Right. Yeah, well,
it's day job. So we'll be back here at least for a couple minutes in the last segment. So
yeah,
carry on.
All right, buddy. Hey, Mr. Producer, let's just go ahead and roll that Max Keiser report, Trump-addicted America.
To the Keiser Report, I'm Max Keiser. What's the matter with Kansas and Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Massachusetts, Virginia, Nevada, Kentucky, almost all of America? What's the matter with America? Stacey.
Well, it has certainly been a joy watching the world melt down about Trump and the votes for Donald Trump. And there's an escalating sort of situation at his rallies, riots, you might call them, in Chicago, which of course harkens back to 1968 when the Democratic Convention was held in Chicago and there were massive riots that lasted for 4 days. But the What's the Matter with Kansas, of course, was written by Thomas Frank, and he has a great piece out in The Guardian called Millions of Ordinary Americans Support Donald Trump. Here's why. When he isn't spewing insults, the Republican frontrunner is hammering home a powerful message about free trade and its victims. So he notes that over and over again in the mainstream media in America, all they talk about is the racist quotes and the things like the wall to keep Mexicans out. But he watched hours and hours of actual Donald Trump footage to see what he's talking about. And he found out that you need to question more because the mainstream media is not telling you the full story. So he says stories marveling at the stupidity of Trump voters are published nearly every day. Articles that accuse Trump's followers of being bigots have appeared by the hundreds, if not the thousands. Conservatives have written them. Liberals have written them. Impartial professionals have written them. The headline of a recent Huffington Post column announced bluntly that Trump won Super Tuesday because America is racist. A New York Times reporter proved that Trump followers are bigots by coordinating a map of Trump support with a map of racist Google searches. Everyone knows it. And yet he looked at those hours and hours of footage, and what he found is that it seems that Donald Trump is obsessed with free trade. He actually almost exclusively talks about free trade in his speeches. But he said he was surprised to see this because he had not seen free trade mentioned once in the thousands of articles written about Trump and his stupid supporters. He said it seems to obsess him, the destructive free trade deals our leaders have made, the many companies that have moved their production facilities to other lands, the phone calls he will make to those companies, CEOs, in order to threaten them with steep tariffs unless they move back to the U.S.
Well, you know, it makes me think of the whole Black Lives Matter campaign, because the prison industrial complex in America is reintroducing slavery by rounding up young black men, putting them into prison, and forcing them to work for slave wages. That's racism to me. I mean, there's nothing more racist than slavery, and America is made slavery legal again by making it legal to have prison populations work for corporations for pennies an hour. That's slavery. It's neo-slavery. So what could be more anti-racist than talking about trade, which is about jobs? Okay.
Yeah.
America needs jobs. The unemployment rate amongst young black men in America is some astronomically high number, and trade is how you get jobs, and trade is what he's talking about.
So it's an issue, he points out, trade, that polarizes Americans by socioeconomic status. To the professional class, which encompasses the vast majority of our media figures, economists, Washington officials, and Democratic power brokers, what they call free trade is something so obviously good and noble, it doesn't require explanation or inquiry, even thought. Republican and Democratic leaders alike agree on this, and no amount of facts can move them from their Econ 101 dreams. And yet, he points to that moment of Carrier air conditioners made in Indiana. And they announced to their workers that despite all of the subsidies they were receiving from Indiana and all of the promises they gave to Indiana in order to receive those tax subsidies, that they would stay there, they've decided to move to Monterrey, Mexico. So here are these guys. It was a shocking moment. These guys are told that they're losing their jobs, and just calm down. Just stop swearing at the CEO telling you this, that this is just globalization. Move on with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a product of NAFTA. NAFTA, as Trump points out, was a horribly crafted deal. All the trade deals, so-called free trade deals, are horribly crafted in that they benefit the oligarchs and they disenfranchise and gut workers. And, of course, you end up with a lot of people unemployed, and most of those unemployed folks are blacks in America. And that's a form of racism. So
well, actually,
Trump is the opposite of a racist.
Yeah, in that video of the carrier workers being fired, it's there are white people, there are men, there are women, there are black people, there are Latino people. It's a mixed group of people all losing their well-paid jobs, and they're told to just go get on with it. Globalization means they have to go work at McDonald's. But they said, you know, Thomas Frank referring to that, he actually also mentions NAFTA. He says, well, here is a video of a company moving its job to Mexico, courtesy of NAFTA. This is what it looks like. The carrier executive talks in that familiar and highly professional HR language about the need to stay competitive in the extremely price-sensitive marketplace. A worker shouts you at the executive. The executive asks people to please be quiet so he can share his information about all of them losing their jobs. So this is the, this is, as Thomas Frank points out, he said, could it be that all of this trade stuff is a key to understanding the Trump phenomenon, not the racist and the bigot stuff? Because that's what our mainstream media is focusing on. That's what those in the Beltway media, they live well in a creative class economy. But what about all those millions of people who lost their jobs?
I'll make the comparison of Trump to FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who came in after the crash and of the Wall Street in the 20s and then the beginning of the Depression. Now, we've had a crash in the world economy in 2008 and the beginning of a global depression, including large pieces of America where the participation and the employment numbers are at all-time lows, and the all kinds of metrics, and no matter how you slice and dice it, looks like a depression, food stamps, etc. So here you have Trump not talking about a new deal, as you had with FDR, but talking about cutting a good deal. You know, that's what he wants to do. He wants to recut these deals. It's a globalized world. So I mean, FDR had to redo deals within the United States and re-enfranchise working class and to slim down Wall Street to make it so it wasn't a predatory monster. But we live in a globalized economy. Trump is a global businessman. He needs to create a new deal or a fair deal or new deals around the world as a global FDR. And I think he's the new FDR to give this new generation some hope.
Well, it's not to discount the fact that he does say racist stuff. He does say many racist things. So that is a fact.
So did FDR. But so does every American president.
Yeah. Okay. But it's horrible and it's bad and it's wrong. But the fact is what Thomas Frank is looking at is people can mock them and call these people disgraceful, the voters that vote for him. But the fact is we have a situation like we've mentioned this before, John Maynard Keynes in 1919 and the Versailles Treaty, he stepped away from it. He was part of the group that were negotiating the peace treaty with Germany. And he left because he said, you do not understand what you are going to, you will reap what you sow. And what you are sowing is the reparations on Germany are so egregious, so onerous, so horrible that one day you will look back at what the horrors you will create. He saw what would happen in causing the Great Depression. So there were warnings during NAFTA when NAFTA deals were being signed. President Obama right now is about to fast track through TPP and TTIP, all these other trade deals which are even worse than NAFTA. And people, many activists, many likes of John Maynard Keynes of our day are warning that this is the consequence. People 30 years ago warned Clinton, or 25 years ago warned Clinton, that this sort of situation would emerge. And in terms of if it's economics or racism, so the AFL-CIO did a poll of their actual people in Pittsburgh and Cleveland, Ohio, two deindustrialized areas. And Thomas Frank says of this thing, there is another way to interpret the Trump phenomenon. A map of his support may coordinate with racist Google searches, but it coordinates even better with deindustrialization and despair. With the zones of economic misery that 30 years of Washington's free market consensus have brought the rest of America. So the AFL-CIO poll found why a lot of the people who are actually even registered Democrats would vote Trump. And the reason given, number one, was not immigration. In fact, number one was good jobs and the economy. So this was, again, looking back to Clinton, who signed NAFTA. Remember, he ran on it's the economy, stupid.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, Mr. Producer. I really do appreciate you getting that up. So here you have it, friends. The media is painting this whole racist picture up around all of this because, you know, it gets people down to their lower base levels and people get angry. They feel this emotion. And you listen to these kids these days. They have not the slightest idea what's coming off of their future. The real issue is trade. The real issue is the economy. It's the economy, stupid. Remember that from years ago with the Clinton administration and actually worked for a while then. People in the Rust Belt, Democrats, are wanting to vote for Trump because they know what's happened to their jobs, to their standard of living. The middle class in this country is being pressured by the elitists at the top and the poor who know nothing and or can't be taught and are voting themselves back into slavery with all this stuff because they're sucking up the Kool-Aid and drinking at that poisonous media well, which I talked about before is criminal activity, friends. They're not reporting the truth. These polls are skewed. Everything that's coming out on this deal. The fact is we're trying to get the country back working again. That's what we're trying to do. That's what this is all about. And this is the thing they're trying to avoid in the news media. They're doing it pretty successfully in terms of keeping us from understanding exactly what's going on and what's at stake in this election. And these people are voting themselves back into slavery is what they're doing. I mean, Uncle Barry's White House is far worse, friends, and will be. I'll say this in record that someday it'll be noted that Uncle Barry's White House was far worse than Uncle Tom's Cabin. I mean, it's destroying the inner cities. And Black Lives Matter and Move On and all these people, they haven't got a clue as to what's happening here. We need to get this country back and working again, friends, and this is the way we're going to have to do it. We cannot keep things running this way any longer. It's going to crash, and inevitably, they're probably going to set it up so that the next president that takes over, be he a Republican or even, God forbid, a Democrat, is going to have to deal with this. But the reality is we are in some serious trouble with this whole thing. All right, coming up to the break here, we'll be back for one final segment right after this in a few minutes. Stay with us here on RBN.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Final segment of Lightspeed today. And, we've been talking about a lot of things, and it's amazing how they kind of all fit together in one concept. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the news media being so belligerently dangerous in painting imagery in people's thinking instead of giving them the facts. We're talking about slavery. We're talking about free trade and how it's destroyed the country. I mean, it all kind of fits together, really. If you look at it, you're seeing what's happening right at this moment politically. And it's very, very difficult to talk to these young people today and try to get them to think. I mean, I've met so many of them, and I don't know what kind of world or planet they live in, but they have sucked up this poisonous media mindset like sponges, like SpongeBob, you know what I mean? And it's going to take a lot of work to wring it out and to try to get them to think a little bit differently and realize this is your future you're playing with, okay? It's mine too, of course. You know, I plan to stick around for a while, but the point is I don't want to see our young ones going into a situation. As Max Kaiser pointed out, we have this huge what you might call prison industrial complex that's growing here. It's one of the biggest growing businesses in the United States of America. Prisons for hire. You know, I mean, you get these corporations, KBR and Halliburton and a lot of these other different people setting up these private prison observation locations where people who are rounded up by the law are dumped on them, then they're forced to work for pennies for an hour. You know, this is that neo-slavery that he's talking about. And this is going to get bigger, friends. They're going to start rounding up people and putting you to work in a slave situation. That's exactly how it's going, and this is the fastest growing American industry right now, as I understand. I don't have the statistics, maybe some of you do, and you can post those in our lightspeedradio.chatango chat room, and of course I give that a plug out for that. But these are very serious issues, and these are the kinds of things. If we do not turn this around, friends, it's going to continue to go this way because you have all kinds of drug dealers and illegals coming across the border. I'm not against people of color. I like them, especially when they're American citizens, to be honest with you, because I'm fighting for them too. You know, I mean, this is about getting control of our economy back in this very fragile but high-tech society that we live in. We cannot gamble with this kind of stuff anymore. And hopefully this message will get out there to people. But anyhow, you know, that was a pretty concise and, I would call it a program that really holds together from a lot of different angles and looks at the same situation. We are in a dire need here now to actually get back and try to reset this economy, especially with all the money and, waste and international wars and troubles that have been, creeping along for so long. And we have seen, what happened with Obamacare. Yes, some people were benefited by it. I think we can still keep those people on board and get this thing back in order. I don't think you have to dump people. I don't think we have to start going through and weeding out folks, you know, unless they're here illegally and should be leaving. They should be leaving. And, I know that Trump has talked very tough about this, but I think we're going to have to try to keep a lot of these people here because we need them. But on the other hand, the bottom line is we cannot have open borders, and we cannot just give away our economy and let all these countries, absorb all of our best technology, all of our engineers, all of our manufacturing, and then try to import all these products back for cheap that we have no money to buy, even in places like Walmart that are going down in some cases. So it's the economy, stupid. That's what they said. Well, I guess we're at the end of the show here, and I don't know if Dave's going to be back. I think he's kind of still tied up.
I'm still kind of tied up, but I will say all you got to do is look at the fact they'd rather talk about racism than the economy to know this mainstream media is worthless. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Stay safe and stay free.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Tuscan Show is brought to you by property taxes. That's right, property taxes. Because even when you pay off your mortgage, you never own your house because the government, well, they will steal it from you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is April 4th, 2016.
What's up, boss?
You catch me live on the radio every time,
man.
I see you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Now, you know you're live on the radio right now. You got a rant for us?
He bought a new house.
Yes, well, don't be telling people that.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I appreciate that. Obviously, you heard the story about the mold we had at the old house and all that. Well, the wife found mold at the old house, and ever since then, it's been a living nightmare. But long story short, we're moving on, and we got a nice spot on the hill, as he calls it. We'll be able to plant.
He's done a lot of work out there.
Oh, it's amazing. It's very cool. So tell me, is he really as proud as he should be about how that place was built? I mean, that place is built pretty...